Alaska Governor Sarah Palin addresses the GOP convention tonight. Palin is just making her mark on the national stage now. And as the World's Alex Galifian tells us, international observers are only just getting to know her, too.
First off, the view from Mexico. Joe Contreras is there with Newsweek magazine.
I did notice that in the arguably most influential newspaper in the country, daily called Reforma, it was noted that in November, Americans will either elect a African-American president or a female vice president.
That's an interesting way of putting the choice facing American voters. But Contreras says the U.S. election is far from being the focus of attention where he is.
No, it's not topic A by any stretch of the imagination here in Mexico City. Obviously, the ongoing drug wars and the casualty toll that those wars are tallying are all over the front pages and the newscasts.
That sentiment that the U.S. election is news but not the news was shared by others I spoke to around the globe today. The world is paying attention, but not necessarily to the same things as Americans, or more accurately, the American media. Joseph Joffe is a co-publisher of Die Zeit, a leading newspaper in Germany. For him, talk about Sarah Palin's unmarried pregnant daughter is a sideshow.
For Germans, you know, this kind of secularized Europe where the war over abortion has been long over, to get very upset about an 17-year-old daughter who had a baby, it isn't quite what riles the German soul.
One wonders what does rile the German soul. But you do find similar sentiments in Italy.
I am Sergio Romano, and I work for the Italian Milanese daily Il Corriere della Sera.
Romano draws a comparison between all the talk about Sarah Palin's daughter and the media storm that blew up over John Edwards' extramarital affair.
What are you going to do? I mean, are you going to judge Edwards one way and the mother of the unmarried daughter in another way? What are you going to do? Are you going to put transgressions on a list with their hierarchical values? You see what I mean? This is more serious than that. This is something that really the European society finds very, very difficult to understand. And it's part of American life, I imagine, but it's certainly not part of our life.
That said, Romano says some Italian women were excited by the choice of Sarah Palin, especially in the wake of Hillary Clinton's exit from the presidential race.
And then, of course, as soon as the American press began paying attention to those details, well, then it seems to me that they are now a little more reserved.
But the glimpses into Governor Palin's personal life are unappealing, says Urvashi Buttalia, a writer and publisher in New Delhi, India.
Every media report is talking about the way she looks, about her hairstyle, what she's participated in, about the fact that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, and so on and so forth. How does that have anything to do with her competence? That's what I would say.
The view from London is different, at least according to MJ Gohel, director of the Asia Pacific Foundation there. Gohel says that Palin's relative inexperience ought to be seen in the context of another female trailblazer, Margaret Thatcher.
Thatcher was a grocer's daughter from a small town in Grantham. The only position she had ever held before becoming prime minister was as Minister of Education. And yet, she was very much responsible for bringing around the collapse of the Soviet Union.
You thought it was Ronald Reagan, didn't you? Now, it's a little soon to expect Governor Palin to be bringing down evil empires around the world. She hasn't even given her speech yet. And for most of the observers I spoke with, the vice presidential nominee of either party just isn't that interesting. It's what happens at the top of the ticket that matters. For The World, I'm Alex Galifianakis.